Adventures of Sean Sims. This is my new podcast, and I got my longtime friend, Vincent Harris, a.k.a. V the Killer.
What's up, Sim and Lack?
Okay.
Y'all out there don't know that.
I want everybody to know how you came up with the word Similac, but it's pseudonym Similac.
Because of your last name, mainly. Mm-hmm. But you know how we do, man. We joke around and just mess with each other, you know. Just fuck with each other. So I think I got a nickname at work back then, Big Baby, somebody put on me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I got to come back with something. So it came you. You got Similac because of your last name. Plus, you always had a baby face. So,
right.
So I was Big Baby and you were Similac.
I can dig it. So, okay. I want to get into this. Our first subject going to be about, just about life and spirituality and what's the purpose of being here. So if you can just give something about, you know, a quick synopsis of what you think this life is all about.
Well, I guess give some background on do certain people have certain like mental makeups, right? So that's why you know we talking about this, because we have a affinity of like thinking about what is life about. What is life? We just think that way, and you know, we like everybody else, you know, either curious or really trying to figure out what life is. All of us trying to, you know, gain some understanding about what is, and that's what it's all about. You know, what is and why is, and so how is.
Yeah. Do you think we overthink this situation that we're in, or we think we overdo what we think we should have, or things like that? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways we don't think enough, but our polarity, man, how we think and what we think is not guided by a higher understanding. So really we think about a lot of things that, you know, may not matter as much as other things. And then again, you know, it's you think about what you think about, you know what I'm saying?
I understand, but do you think as a people, do you think that we are totally free to totally embrace what we really feel and what we think about this existence? You know, I think I'm trying to say, do you think we are influenced by other people suppress?
I don't think people think about their existence like deeply enough. Like, I really don't think people think about their actual existence and what it means from a deep-rooted kind of way, like what is actually real and what is truth. I mean, because if you don't deal with the truth of what is, then are you really dealing with what is? Like spirituality.
It's a conundrum.
That's a major term that really don't get discussed. What is spirituality?
Right.
What is it? Like if you thinking spirituality is, it don't have no real defined definition. It's just how you think about life and just honoring a higher power. That's just one level of understanding. But if you really want to understand, if you really want to understand what is, you got to think about what is spirit. What is spirit is the foundation of what is.
And I can dig that, but do you think as a people, we, you know, treat people as a pariah when we try to venture out and try to figure out this thing called life by ourselves and try to figure out, you know, another direction and try to go off the path that we was given by, you know, tradition.
Right.
And
right.
try to figure out right. what is the bigger picture.
Right.
Do you think it's okay to bring to the table, you know, different perspective about life and not be judged negatively by it? You know?
I think, you know, a lot of people are just reactionary. Like, we waiting for an answer from somebody. You know what I'm saying? We waiting for somebody to tell us what we should be doing. You know, a lot of people right. waiting, and that's what they search for all the time. They looking for someone to tell them what they should be doing instead of having a pre-designed picture of what you want. Like, how do you want things to be?
And I think
that's the focus. You know what I'm saying? You get lost into what other people want because you ain't thinking about what you want. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
I think it's because of a fear of being like the only one seeing these things that you really feel or mm-hmm. really think about, you know, spirituality and life, that you suppress it and wait till like 100 or 500 or 1,000 people come along with you on the same thing. You say, yo, I was saying that 5 years ago. Yeah. Instead of being the first one to say, maybe it ain't that, you know, clean cut or what we thought to believe.
Right.
And,
right.
Right. And I think as a people, we are afraid to embrace, you know.
But most people are afraid to question anything. You know what I'm saying? That's part of accepting the status quo, not questioning, you know, what is right now, what's the status quo of in any aspect of life, not questioning why something is the way it is and whatnot. That leads down the I think what are you talking about where people who actually come out and say something might not be the way you think it is, or even different, how you think it is may not be that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, right. you know, they complain about a lot of stuff, but then it's like, well, you know, you ain't got no plan for how things should be, then why shouldn't they be the way they are?
Right.
What's your plan on making things different? You know what I'm saying? That's the only plan that matter. You sit around waiting for somebody else's plan to fail or succeed without putting no effort into whatever that plan is, if you agree with it. Or a counter option, you know what I'm saying? But people who stand right. out and say, you know, things may not be that bad, we need to roll with it like it is, or whatever, or they say, you know, we need to change something, and the best way to do it is to act like you already have that status.
Right. And I think being outside the box or the norm takes a lot of energy. It's uncomfortable. So a lot of people try to suppress what they really feel, what they really mm-hmm. vision, or what they really see, because, mm-hmm. like I said, it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of strength.
Right.
And it's like ongoing to present or to express this vision of what if.
Yeah.
What if is a hard thing to hold on to. And a buck against the system, because a lot of people are programmed to say, yo, you crazy, you evil, you're Satanist, mm-hmm. you don't believe mm-hmm. the way I believe, so something's wrong with you. Right. So
but that's what dialogue is for, man. That's why we talking, and that's why, you know, people shouldn't be scared to challenge other people's ideas. But the way you challenge it, talk to the person, you know what I'm saying? Talk to the person and challenge their ideas, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's the only way, you know, that kind of dialogue where people can actually partake in it in a conscious way. Like, okay, this point was made and this counterpoint was made. And that's how you challenge ideas, and then people get a better feel on, you know, where we should be going, if we should be agreeing on whatever. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes,
and I think it's healthy to question things. You've been giving an intelligent mind to challenge things, to think about things, to grow. And it's very, it's very hobbling to go by, you know, an old tradition to say, if you say this, you these things, or you be presented as this certain kind of person that's not, you know.
Well, you might be that type of person. You know what I'm saying? The only way you're going to be that person that people say you either a certain way because you got to present how you see things or how you think. And then you're going to get attacked on that basis. But at least you're being attacked on a truthful basis. Like, someone actually got your viewpoint from you.
Hey, B.
You know what I'm saying?
B, hold on. Let me pause the recording. I got to use the restroom, okay?
Hold up.
I'm pausing. Okay, I'm pausing.
Recording stopped.
I'm going to get to the gist. Okay, I want your opinion. What's the purpose of life?
The purpose of life? There's several ways to think about it. Okay. I got the individual perspective, right? And that perspective says, okay, if something has a purpose, then it got to be individualized. So what's the highest idea of your purpose in life? What could it be? Like, your highest ideal should be, to me, on the highest level, should be enjoying it. I mean, you already exist, right?
Right.
The only valid reason to exist is to enjoy your existence. To me, what other idea would be better than enjoying your existence? So, if you're gonna look at it from a personal perspective, that's the point of life. On the highest thinking level of all right, I'm here. What I'm supposed to do?
So you think the purpose of life is to enjoy your existence?
Exactly. That's the highest purpose. You know what I'm saying? That's the polarity of purpose, is to fulfill whatever desire that says, okay, I appreciate existing. I mean, you exist, and then, you know, you're going to purpose your existence by the value of it. What do you value? You value enjoying it. You know what I'm saying? You value, you're going to think like, okay, what do I like about existing? So I can't think of no purpose better than that. Like, no higher purpose.
I'm going to sum it up by saying, you think the purpose of life is to enjoy your personal life, the things that you can control.
Yeah.
Right or wrong.
Yeah. Enjoy all aspects of your existence. Like whatever you can't control, you still want to enjoy that. You know what I'm saying? You can't control what type of day it is, as far as weather-wise.
Right.
I don't think, maybe you can,
yeah.
But whatever day it is, turns out to be in other areas where you don't have all that much control, you still want to enjoy every moment that you can. I mean, that's the highest purpose to me.
I think the purpose of life is to make someone better. I think the purpose of life is to make another human being better. And to explain that, I'm trying to say is that, say if you have a skill or idea or positive, you know, energy, I think you're supposed to pass that on to a younger essence. Say if it's a kid or something like that. Say, since I'm an artist, I'll use my my thing is like an example. I do art, and the things that spark me or say that I've done my part is when someone says, my child draws because of you, mm-hmm. or they see my art and they're inspired by me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are the things that you look for in life, that you inspire some younger person to be, or not even a younger person, just anybody to be better. When you put something out that's so powerful that says, oh, life ain't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
This person has made me see that I have an avenue to express myself or be now, a better person. Are you doing
that for that reason? Is that your goal? It doesn't have to be about goals.
It's just an organic thing.
But that's what I'm saying. Your desire to do that got to be backed by a personal enjoyment that says you enjoying life more doing that than opposed to not doing that or doing something different.
And I'm explaining that. And people say, why are you not making a lot of money and things like that? And I tell them, I say, when someone comes to me and says that child is in awe or amazed or doing things because I did them, mm-hmm. and they saw my stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, it does something to me. And I say, look, my job is done. If I die tomorrow, I know I sparked some kind of interest.
Right.
Or made somebody think differently.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't about money to me.
Right.
It's about, you know, the...
So your purpose is to leave an impact on somebody else.
That's your purpose. I don't want to make it about me, but that's what I feel.
Right.
If I die tomorrow, I think I've done my job. Yeah. You know? Of course, everybody wants to have a lot of money and be comfortable.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's.
But,
that's how, like I said, that's part of enjoying life, getting all you can get out of all aspects of it. That means money, respect, or just being like have someone, like you say, saying that you inspired me, what you do, you know, inspires me. That's part of enjoying life. You do it because you want that gratification. You want that feedback.
But here's the thing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with wanting that feedback.
That's part of the feedback, though.
It's part of the process. I wouldn't say the feedback. It's a process. It's something that I don't crave. It's just something that happened.
It's all right to crave that, though. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I don't crave it. You know what I'm saying? I just do organic things.
You can't do it without the purpose of enjoying the aspect that you get back. That's when I said the purpose of life to enjoy. Your first step, every decision you make, like when it comes to when they say, what's the purpose of energy? To do. Energy's only function is to do. Not to rest, but to do. That's what energy is about, doing. Now that energy has to be backed by an initial purpose, like a initial, like all energy got to be directed before it can do anything. And that's when I say what spirit is. Spirit is that backing force behind everything. Everything has a backing force, or it would not go anywhere. Nothing would go anywhere and be developed or be created if it didn't have a backing force. That backing force is some form of desire. You don't go to the refrigerator to get nothing out of it if you ain't desire something in the refrigerator. The purpose of all of it. You know what I'm saying? Nothing happen unless a desire behind it makes it happen. Right. We ain't here if something didn't desire to make us. Cause it would be like energy having a mind of his own.
For this energy. Dead.
All energy got to be
existing for no purpose.
Yeah. It has to have direction, or it would not be energy that would happen, that would cause anything to happen. There's no energy that does that is has no purpose behind it because you wouldn't be able to tell it's doing anything.
Right. So to graduate from what you're saying to the spirit, mm-hmm. or spirituality, what's the purpose of what do you think, what's the higher power, what's purpose, what's spirituality in your eyes?
Well, from our perspective, like that which is made, we are created. Spirituality, from our perspective, to me, is that connection between us and what we call God.
Right.
That's what spirituality is your understanding of your connection to the master spirit. There's only spirit. There's not spirits. So this what right. we call God is spirit. So
right.
spirituality is connection to the master consciousness that is behind everything that exists, the driving force, the driving intelligence, the driving energy. Our connection to that and what we relate it as, that's what spirituality is. Like, but it comes with, okay, what do you understand about God? If you really want to get down into what spirituality is, you got to have an understanding of God to understand your connection. And I call God, for a more drawn out term that helps me explain other things, is the universal supreme creative force. That's what spirit is. Or that's what I say God is. The universal supreme creative force. The spirit behind everything, that's what we call the spirit of something. Like someone's attitude may be anger, some form of envy. You say they got a mean spirit. That means the force behind how they act and what their behavior is and their attitude and their tone, the spirit of it is expressed through their actions. So you automatically know the mentality behind the action is what is driving them at that moment. So they got a spirit of whatever coming at you at that any given time. So spirit is the backing force behind all expression. You dig what I'm saying?
I'm listening. And you're saying that spirit
is the backing force behind the whole universe. God is spirit and God is the universe. So spirit right. is the universe. Everything in the universe, no matter how vast we can fathom it is made up through and by what it is, spirit. The backing force and intelligence. The backing force and intelligence behind everything that exists is spirit, the universal supreme creative force. You dig what I'm saying?
And so I dig what you're saying, so I'm gonna throw something at you. You think it's same thing as energy?
Yeah. It's energy, but it's not just energy. Right. You know, it's energy and intelligence and the material all in one. It's consciousness, energy, intelligence, and the matter that we see expressed. We're on the matter side, but we also contain the consciousness and intelligence through inheritance of being made by spirit. So we inherit what the master spirit used to make us, which is its consciousness and its intelligence and its ability to turn its thoughts into matter.
Right. I always say, I'm not qualified to, disqualify or, to say things are not real or your beliefs are not valid or nothing like that. I'm always say this. I'm not qualified to say that. All I can say from my experience that we are beings of energy.
Right.
And that we are here to learn and grow. That's the only thing I can give out there. Yeah. So if you say that religion works for you, I'm not qualified to say it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? People, I mean,
the world you can't say it. Large. You can't say whether or not it works for me or not, but you can say, okay,
right.
You can tell me what you understand about it and agree with, or you can tell me what you don't understand or disagree with, and that's what figuring stuff out is. Like I want that kind of challenge. I want people to right. question me on a point. Like, anything I just said, you know, if you believe it ain't correct, accurate, or truth, which is the most important thing, you know what I'm saying? Like truth is the only thing you can rely on.
Right.
So when I say something and it ain't truth, I want somebody to show me where it ain't true so I can get right, so I can be on the right track.
Right.
Like I don't like to hear somebody speaking the untruth and not say, I don't believe that's true. I can't stand it because I feel I've done them a disservice if I actually believe their mentality is working against them. Like, if right. I can see someone, how they thinking is working against them, to just leave that alone, it's kind of, you know, that's not doing your part. That's not doing my part. So I understand what you say. You're not doing your part if you're not helping someone in the area that you're interested in. But in the area that I'm interested in is getting people to think right. You know what I'm saying? Like, think in a way that's going to be more productive as far as, like, in the overall outcome. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, your overall outcome is you thinking better. Your intelligence and your belief and your faith that what you want is good. And see, a lot of people don't have no faith that what they want is good. That's why they don't make no steps, no moves. They ain't got to the point where they have faith in what they want and saying, yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with wanting what I want. As long as I don't, you know, harm anyone on the way to trying to make it happen. You know? So when I talk about spirituality, yeah.
Okay. It's saying we got 10 minutes. We got like about 5 minutes. So.
Oh, okay.
I want to continue with this tomorrow.
Okay, though.
And I'm going to write down some more points and we'll integrate it into what we're saying.
Cool.
So I think we got something going on.
Cool. Yeah, you know, we just touching the tip of the iceberg, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like it's so much deeper.
I've been drinking some Vodka and I'm very loose right now. So
I feel you. Same here.
What you been drinking?
This Corona Familia. Hey.
But B, I'll reach out tomorrow. We're gonna extend this and then we'll chop it up.
Okay.
Put it out there.
All right. Sounds good.
I like where we're going with this, so I'll hit you back later, okay?
Okay.
All right, enjoy your night. I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right, man. Enjoy your night.
Okay, B. All right, man. All right, brother.
All right, later.
All right.
Record.